Back here at Palmer Westphalia High School, Gary Stevens with you, and we are at halftime with the score of Palmer Westphalia 32 and Saugatuck nothing in this first round. Michigan High School Athletic Association Division 7 contest. And this game, if the score and the trends continue, this game turned on the fifth play from scrimmage. Saugatuck had the ball in the Palmer Westphalia 5 after recovering a muff kickoff return when quarterback Blake Dunn had a problem with the handoff to Alex Segovia. The senior, Ross Walniakowski, the 5'11", 185-pounder, scooped up the ball at his own 10 and rumbled down the right side, untouched, 90 yards for the touchdown. Two-point try, no good. And just basically 2 minutes into the game, it was 6-0 Palmer Westphalia. An exchange of punts after that. Put the ball in the Saugatuck 49-yard line. And Walniakowski ended an 8-play, 49-yard drive with a 3-yard touchdown run. Again, a 2-point try, no good. 2:02 to go in the first quarter. And it was 12-0 for Palmer Westphalia. Then, after another 3-and-out for Saugatuck, a 7-play, 50-yard drive ended on a 3-yard touchdown run by Walniakowski. Again, no two-point try. The two-point try was no good. 8:49 to go in the first half, and it was 18-0 for Palmer Westphalia. Then, 2 plays later, Adam Chartrand recovered a fumble, and Walniakowski cashed it in, climaxing an 8-play, 35-yard drive, a 7-yard run, and then the quarterback, Trey Bauer, hit Aaron Rademacher on a 2-point pass. 4:46 to go in the first half, and it was 26-0 for Palmer Westphalia. Another turnover, this time a fumble recovery by Owen Schaefer. And 2 plays later, Walniakowski, an 18-yard touchdown run. The extra point attempt, no good. And 2 plays, 35 yards, 33 seconds. 3 minutes to go in the first half, and it was 32-0 in favor of the Palmer Westphalia Pirates here at Palmer Westphalia High School over the Saugatuck Indians. A regular feature of high school broadcasts on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com is look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Johnson. His topic tonight, crushed by parental expectations. It's time for JJ's MHSA Perspective.
Crushed by parental expectations. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As the sun set on a late fall Saturday afternoon, I watched a group of parents sow the seeds for what they thought would be the achievement of an ultimate goal for their children's team. In reality, what they reaped was far, far different than their expectations. After reaching an unexpected level of success at the end of that season, the ink was barely dry in the final statistics when the parents of the team's top performers were huddling, planning to make the upcoming seasons even better, and all within the earshot of an overeager young assistant coach. The plan was simple, almost too simple. If the amount of work put in during that season was increased to the level of the teams which had more success, then they would put themselves in a position to finish higher when next year's tournament rolled around. Influenced by the wishes of the parents, the young assistant coach put the team through a more demanding training regimen during the off-season. The team turned in a higher finish in the following year's tournament, and with most of the members still being underclassmen, the expectations were even higher for the next season. An even more demanding off-season followed, with plans to attend the most intense team camp available, all under the tutelage of the young assistant coach, eager to please the desire of the parents. But like the seeds in the biblical parable that fell on weed-infested ground, no fruit would be realized the following season. Injuries and illness beset the team, in part because of the training program. The young assistant coach pushed the team regardless. The parents pushed the team regardless. This was going to be their season. But whose season was it? The end of the season brought a mixed bag of results, with less success than the previous season, and certainly not with the expected results. And when the sun was setting that November, as the season concluded, some alumni from the team were commiserating with the longtime head coach, who admitted to simply getting out of the way of the over-enthusiastic parents and the over-aggressive young assistant coach, feeling helpless to do anything about what had happened. Back with more in a moment.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
This is a very real story. But the very scary thing about it is that it could have happened, and unfortunately does happen, anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere where distorted perspectives meet is a recipe for danger, and where young people's athletic experiences get crushed by their parents' expectations. Fall tournaments mean live streaming at MHSAA.tv and FoxSportsDetroit.com. Get your fall tournament pass to watch the finals in Lower Peninsula Cross Country, boys soccer, girls volleyball, and Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving at MHSAA.tv. And the Prep Zone returns this season to FoxSportsDetroit.com with four live football playoff games every week. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Back at Pawama Westphalia High School, the Saugatuck High Band, under the direction of Andrew Holtz, is performing at halftime, and the Saugatuck Indian players getting a earful from Coach Bill Dunn and the team talk at halftime, trailing by a score of 32-0. A game in which the Indians have coughed up the ball three times on turnovers, all three cashed in for touchdowns by Ross Wolniakowski, including one that he ran 90 yards to set up the 90 yards for a score to open the account tonight for Pawama Westphalia. Indians just three first downs in the first half itself, and the offensive line especially completely dominated. In fact, really both lines of scrimmage have been dominated by the host in the first half. Wolniakowski, again, with four touchdown runs and a touchdown fumble recovery, while quarterback Trey Bowers had a very good first half, throwing the football to his receivers, William Pendle and Leighton Simmons, hit a two-point touchdown pass to Aaron Rademacher to account for the other scoring in this game. The only thing that really is a mark against the host Pirates in the first half was penalties. They committed six penalties for 40 yards. Two major penalties in that regard, and one of the penalties was on a kickoff that went out of bounds. Other than that, they've controlled the stats as well as the scoreboard, leading at the half 32-0. Two other Saugatuck teams, actually three if you want to count it, boys and girls cross country, still in competition. And some showdowns are on their way. We will take a look at other Saugatuck sports next. As it's halftime, Pawama Westphalia 32, Saugatuck nothing. You're listening to the State High School Football Tournament on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Back here at Pawama Westphalia High School, where the Pirates lead the visiting Saugatuck Indians 32-0 in the first round, State High School Division 7 tournament game. Two other Saugatuck teams are still in competition. The volleyball squad made it to the SAC tournament semifinals on Saturday before falling to Decatur in five sets after defeating Martin in the first round in straight sets. So now the Indians will take on the Fenville Blackhawks in first round state district action and Muskegon West Michigan Christian on Tuesday night. Cross country team, very good afternoon, I should say very good morning, up in Allendale last Saturday in the state regionals. Boys won the state regionals. The girls were second in the state regionals. Jacob Pettinga and Clayton Springer went 1-2 in the medalist category for the boys. Lauren Springer, the homecoming queen, was the medalist for the girls. So both teams very very strong contingents will be competing in the state high school cross-country championships in the Irish Hills at Michigan International Speedway tomorrow. And, of course, it's finals time for some sports. Soccer finals tomorrow. Yours truly will be over at East Kentwood. Describe the action, and J.J. mentioned it during the perspective program. The soccer finals, two of them will be in at East Kentwood High School involving Lansing schools. I'll be calling that on the radio side. And then there'll be a couple of games out in Troy as well. And, of course, the finals will continue in volleyball. The Indians are trying to get to Battle Creek and the state finals at the Kellogg Arena in a couple of weeks. Also, the swimming and diving championships will be in Holland's Community Aquatic Center 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'll be there for MHSA TV as well. So a lot of excitement for Saugatuck and the state high school tournament. Now, if the Indians cannot turn things around here in the second half, our next broadcast of Saugatuck High Athletics will be on the basketball side. Kevin Tringali's girls will be first spotlighted. We'll be on Tuesday, December 10th, when the Indians host the Martin Clippers at a 6:40 broadcast. But we won't be seeing Tom Kaysen's boys because of Hope College commitments until Friday, December the 20th, as part of a doubleheader against the Bentonville Blackhawks. And we'll be on the air at 5:10 for that. So, again, if the Indians cannot turn things around in the second half, we look toward basketball in 6 weeks. Indians are back out of the field. Bill Dunn has finished his conversation. So, too, Jeremy Miller has chatted with his Powamo Westphalia Pirates. When we come back, second half action. It's Powamo Westphalia 32, Saugatuck nothing. This is the State High School Football Tournament on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Our referee, Ron Bristol, is telling the scoreboard to get the 3 minutes up or get the second half ready to go. Ron and his crew, well, why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sports. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Some got tired by complaining about officials and did something about it by becoming one. Become a registered high school game official. Call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics on the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Holly Rose back in our studio. My name is Gary Stevens. We're about ready to get the second half underway momentarily as soon as the 3 minutes warm-up period is over. And the Saugatuck Indians are hoping to have a change of fortune, but the hill is pretty deep, pretty high to climb, not insurmountable. 32 points is not an insurmountable lead, and the fact that they were able to keep it under 35 prevented the running clock, which really not only prevents teams from running up scores, but also prevents teams from coming back, because you really cannot make a good comeback if you have to keep an eye on the clock all the time. But the Indians do have at least that to look forward to, and they'll get the ball to begin the second half as they deferred the opening kick. We started this game with a little bit of a drizzle, but it looks as if the rain is now holding off. And the field, again, is in decent shape. And we mentioned at the beginning of our broadcast, we had a vandalism situation here at Palma, Westphalia, I believe in the fourth or fifth week of the season. It turned out to be a alum of PW, maybe imbibing too many adult beverages, got the car out into the field and did some donuts and spun around here pretending that it was, shall we say, early December and not early October. The perpetrator has been caught and is in the justice system here I believe we are in Clinton County. And, yes, we are in Clinton County, so they're dealing with that there, but still, you know, it's just a situation where they'll get through tonight. If Everett upsets Carson City Crystal, they'll have another home game next week if they can hold this lead against Saugatuck. And then see what happens after that. But re-signing definitely in the budget for Powamo Westphalia for next season. Natural grass field here at PW. Good crowd on hand. Good crowd to make the trip over from Saugatuck. And so far, they have not gotten a lot of satisfaction from their trip, but they're hoping that the Indians can do something here in the second half. Saugatuck in their road, white uniforms, royal blue numerals outlined in orange, royal blue helmets, no markings on it. Bahama Westphalia in their navy blue home jerseys and pants, gold numerals shadowed in white, blue royal blue helmets with the gold pirate flag logo similar to that of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Rodemaker, the junior, he is the kickoff man, needs to get the right football to kick off, and now he does get it from one of the ball boys. Alex Anschutz, Alex Segovia standing at the 15-yard line to our left, moving left to right. Will Saugatuck or north to south here in the second half. And Rodemaker's about ready to kick this one off and get the second half underway. 32-0 for Bahama Westphalia. Four touchdown runs and a touchdown fumble recovery by Ross Wolniakowski. The huddle is still for Bahama Westphalia. The signal by the official, the ball is now put into play, and now the kickoff coverage team, kickoff team is deployed. We're ready to go. Right-footed kicker. Squib kick, rolls left, stays in bounds. Segovia can't get it. It's recovered by Bahama Westphalia. Segovia was hoping it was going to go out of bounds. It did not. And Zach Fox recovers the opening kickoff muff, just like what happened to Saugatuck in the first half. It's happened now to Bahama Westphalia, a muff by the opponents on the kickoff. And it's first and 10 for PW at the Saugatuck 22-yard line. And the dream game for the Pirates continues. Nobody expected this to be happening tonight, least of all the Indians, but also perhaps Jeremy Miller and the Pirates. First and 10 in the gun. His quarterback power rolls right as all day to throw, and he's got his receiver in the right side. William Vandell gets it inside the five, hit down by Anschutz. And Anschutz winded on the play. He'll jog off. So that'll be all the way to the Saugatuck 4, 18 yards on the play, first and goal. For Bahama Westphalia, trying to get the running clock and put the final dagger in this one. Up 32-0. Clock runs after 35. From the T formation, Wolniakowski runs it in for the touchdown, his sixth scoring run of the day. This one from 4 yards out. Thumb up. Turnover number four against Saugatuck. And it is 38-0 with conversion coming. So, in deference to the opposition, the Pirates will try an extra point. Evan Fedewa, the senior, 6'2", will handle it. Snaps down. Kick is up. Kick is just over the crossbar and good. 11:28 to go in the third quarter. Our score for Bahama Westphalia, 39. Saugatuck nothing. This is the State High School Football Tournament on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. And the kickoff is taken by Anschutz at the 20. Down the left side to the 40, 45, 50. And he's going to be finally run out of bounds at the Saugatuck at the Bahama Westphalia 43-yard line. Anschutz, perhaps the one of the lone bright spots for the Saugatuck Indians tonight. Fumble. We picked up the muff on the opening kickoff and now runs this one back 38 yards. And so it'll be first and 10. The running clock is now running. under 11 minutes to go. 39-0 for Wamba Westphalia. Saugatuck has the ball. Dunn behind center. Two slot receivers, one man in the backfield, now man in motion. The toss goes to Anschutz. Trying to string it on the right side past the 40 to about the 38-yard line. We'll start seeing some subs coming in. Chase Plott, the 6-foot, 200-pound senior with the tackle for Wamba Westphalia. Some of the JV players whose names are not on the roster will be performing for Wamba Westphalia. Bill Dunn might blood some of his JV players here to give him some experience for next year. Because right now, the Indians are about 22 minutes away from the end of the season. Dunn up the middle to the 30-yard line. Will move the chains. He looked to his right, faked the toss, then went to the left and went behind the blocking of Cameron White and Damian Waldo. And he moves the ball to the 30. It's a nice gain and a first down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Bill Dunn is using his wide receivers, or his tight ends, I should say, Joe Shishagwe and Wes Weber as the messengers, and Weber is in now. Wide out to the right, Phillips. It's Shishagwe as a tight end on the left side. Two slots, now in motion to Segovia. Up the middle, Koshelski to the 25 and gets to about the 22-yard line. Joe may be playing his last football game for Saugatuck. Wants to go out. Well, I've been mentioning all season that Tanner Nutting, the kicker, really the last vestige of that 2010 team that made it to Ford Field. But Koshelski, Damian Waldo, and Andrew Block also had roles in that team, though not as big as Nutting did. Dunn, behind center. Hands it to Koshelski off of left guard. He'll move the sticks as he gets it past the 20 and finally gets shoved out of bounds. They'll spot the ball at the 20, but it does get the first down for Saugatuck. Clock continues to run. 8:24 to go in the third quarter. 39-0 for Wamba Westphalia. Now the key is to try to keep the shutout. They had three straight shutouts before they lost their season finale. At New Lothrop, 47-33, a game in which the Pirates gave up more points in one game than they did all season long. On first down, Dunn will keep it, cuts it back inside to the 50, to the 10, to the 5, pulls toward the end zone, and gets a touchdown. Blake Dunn on an 18-yard run for the touchdown. We'll stop the clock. And the Indians are on the board, 39-6. So Blake Dunn, the freshman, with the run off of right guard, took three defenders with him into the end zone for the touchdown. And with 7:52 to go in the third quarter, Saugatuck now gets back to regulation play. Cuts the margin to 33. Tanner Nutting in for the conversion. Dunn will hold. Koenig will snap. And the snap was a little slow. Nutting made the extra point with ease, but it's offside against Wamba Westphalia. Eighth penalty against the Buccos, and now the question is, will Saugatuck go for two or still keep the extra point team on the field? They'll move it closer, but Nutting will try again for the extra point. Now, he may have had some problems with that left ankle. He rolled it a couple of weeks ago and sprained it. But that first extra point was perfect. Second one partially blocked, but it's still good. So Nutting does convert, and it's now 39-7. Saugatuck with the lead. But Saugatuck's on the board. They're now by 32, but at least now they have a fighting chance to at least make the game a little bit more respectable. You really can't do that with the running clock. Now, Wamba Westphalia, they've had some success in the tournament, although Their best effort was 2011 when they lost in the Division 7 finals. Saginaw Nouvelle got them big time, 56-26 at Ford Field. But they went to the semifinals in Division 7 last year. Won and out in 09 and 10. Won at least one game in 07 and 08. Won and out from 04 to 06. Missed the playoffs in 03. So they've been, this is their 10th straight playoff appearance. Won and out in 02. Went to the semifinals in Division 7 in 01. Lost in the regional finals in 2000, second-round loss in 99, first-round loss in 98, and a second-round loss in 88. That's the background for Pawama Westphalia. Here's Tanner Nutting's kickoff. Drives the return man, William Fandel, to the 20, breaks a couple of tackles at the 30, and gets it to about the 36-yard line. So it is first and 10. They'll spot the ball at the 35. First and 10 for Pawama Westphalia at their own 35-yard line. We'll see, and it is going to be Trey Bauer back onto the field. And with the game at 32 points, still comfortable lead, but Coach Jeremy Miller not emptying the bench yet. But he does have some of his reserves seeing more playing time. Jordan Krause wide out to the right. Wide out to the left is Lane Simmons. Handoff goes to the man of the hour, Rolnikowski. Breaks a couple of tackles to midfield. Finally down at about the 44-yard line. Blake Dunn stopped him. But Rolnikowski's just been an unstoppable force tonight for Pawama Westphalia. He has scored 6 touchdowns, 5 rushing and 1 on a fumble recovery. First and 10 for the Pirates on the Saugatuck 44-yard line. Simmon wide out to the left. In the gun. Wolnikowski on the right side. Open to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Dunn trying to get him down at the 10. Finally knocks him down inside the 10. It's penalty Mark Garber across the field on the play as it was developing. The laundry is down at the Saugatuck 37-yard line. 7 penalties already against Pawama Westphalia. We might have seen their 8th right here. Wolnikowski peeled off another run to the Saugatuck 6. 38 yards on that scamper, but the hold's going to wipe it out. 7:11 to go in the third. The marker will be spotted at the 40, so it'll be first down and 16 from midfield for the Pirates. Outside of penalties, that's the only thing. And, of course, they did allow a touchdown. So there's stuff for Jeremy Miller to work on for next week. If they continue to hold the hand here with a 32-point lead at 39-7 with 7:11 to go in the third. The pitch on a return, on a reverse on the left side. Down the left sideline goes Nick Cruz. He runs out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. Austin Phillips with the knockout, but not before Groves. Corby Zach Thalen. It's Thalen 36 with the run. Zach Thalen with the run to the 21-yard line. 20-yard line, actually. That's a gain of 30. And right now, every hand that Jeremy Miller has come up with has come up aces for the Pirates. Wide out to the right, that I believe is Krause. Wide out to the left is Thalen. Handoff goes to Jarrett Smith off of right guard to the 10, to the 5. Smith in touchdown. Well, what do you know? Wolnikowski can't score this time. It's Jarrett Smith with the 20-yard run. And the lead is again into running clock territory at 45-7 with 6:57 to go in the third quarter. 45-7. It's been all Pawama Westphalia tonight. Conversion attempt from Evan Fedewa. Snaps down. And he basically kicked it straight. Not much left. You got to get it 10 feet. And he kicked it maybe 8 feet high. No good. 45-7 now in favor of Parma Westphalia. And once the Pirates put the ball into play, the clock will be running. As soon as the Indians, I should say, touch it on the kickoff coming up. I want to remind you that nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships, one of which was won last year by Holland High's Connor Boggs. Application materials are available exclusively online through MHSAA.com with a deadline for applying of November 22nd. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Holly Rose, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you are with us tonight for high school football, and it's not been a good night for the Saugatuck Indians. Trailing the host, Pawamo Westphalia Pirates, 45-7 in a first-round MHSAA Division 7 tournament game. Here comes the kickoff. Short squib, and it's Ann shoots at his 21. 30, 35, down about the 39-yard line. So Anschutz with the return to the 39, first down and 10 for the Tribe there. And again, the running clock will be in vogue here. After the Indians were able to stop it, Pawamo Westphalia got it back. So they'll spot the ball at the 40, does the officials, Ron Bristol and his crew. Blake Dunn gets to play from his father, Bill Dunn. Third Dunn son to get through the program, one more to go, and Coach Dunn. Had a nice chat with him about the program on our AM station earlier this week. That podcast is available on our website. On first down, hand off to Koshelski. Four blue-shirted Pirates were there. Not much there, and again, the offensive line just completely dominated tonight. Except for the last drive, in which they were able to march them down the field and score. That interview with Coach Dunn that was on our AM station earlier this week is on the high school sports section of our website, the podcast app at 927thefan.com. On second down, Dunn keeps it off of left guard. Still on his feet to midfield. He'll move the sticks and finally gets out of bounds. Out about the 46-yard line of Pawamo Westphalia. So it'll be a first down on the Dunn run. Blake Dunn's only a freshman. He'll have three more years to go. Some of the seniors, unfortunately, playing their last game. Tanner Nutting, Austin Phillips, Jake Koenig, Joe Koshelski, A.J. Starring, Damian Waldo, Andrew Block, Cameron White, Joshua Shagway, Wes Weber, Taron Holmes. Dunn, keeper around left end, runs out of bounds near the 40-yard line, knocked out about the 42. Clock running, 4:39 to go in the third quarter, 45-7 in favor of Pawamo Westphalia. If you just joined us, Ross Wolniakowski has rushed for five touchdowns and returned a fumble for another touchdown. Six of the seven scores have been accounted to him. Jarrett Smith has the other, and Smith's only a freshman. Second down, Koshelski up the middle, past the 40. Then he fumbles the football, and it's recovered down the right sideline. Goes the man to recover the football. He'll score the touchdown. Fifth turnover against Saugatuck, and this one taken back to the house. Ben Fox with the recovery for the touchdown. So for the second time in this game, Saugatuck has given up a touchdown on a fumble recovery. with 3:58 to go. We'll call it about a 65-yard recovery. No need to run the stats now. Fedora's made one extra point tonight. He's going to try again. Just doesn't get any loft on his kicks. Trying to extend a 51-7 lead. And this time, no. Pulvich, he got the loft this time, but it drifted to the left. So the Saugatuck Indians have fumbled the ball three times. No, take that back. Four fumbles and a muff on the kickoff return. Five giveaways tonight. The 44-point lead is reflective of that. All five have been cashed in for points by Pawama Westphalia and touchdowns. Word from Carson City, Crystal leads. They call it Evert over here. 13-6. And Pawama Westphalia may be playing its last home game of the season tonight, no matter what happens. Carson City Crystal has the points, and so they would host the next round against the Pirates. Indians, looking like an 8-1 season, will end with a humbling loss here at Pawama Westphalia. They were their own worst enemies, but they also ran into an opponent that was bigger, stronger, and faster than they were. For the most part, except for one game, the Indians had that distinction. Here's the kickoff. Short one. Pass Shishagwe. Joe finally recovers at about the 34-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Indians at their own 33-yard line. Normally you would see the reserves come in. Indians played with 18-19 throughout the season. They're not going to really put the JVs in here with 3:30 and clock running in the third quarter. And the running clock situation down by 44, 51-7. You get to 49 points and you get the super running clock where it doesn't stop for anything. Up the middle goes Koszulski, 45, midfield, down to the 49-yard line. Koszulski, whose fumble led to the last score, trying to atone for that. Shishagwe gingerly coming off. He got clobbered on the kickoff return, covering the ball, and he still may be feeling the effects of that. Tom Kazin making sure guys like Shishagwe and Weber stay in one piece because he's going to need them for basketball season, especially Weber. On first down, Dunn keeps it off of left guard, and the freshman gets it to about the 45-yard line, gain of four on the play. And one thing we've learned about Blake Dunn this year, yes, he's a freshman, and he's a tired young ninth grader, but that is a physical situation more than anything else. Mentally, it's been a strong season for him. The words we were getting before this year about Blake Dunn being good enough to play varsity as a freshman have turned out to be true. The only question was he going to be able to physically handle the rigors of varsity football as a ninth grader? So far, he has passed the test. Off of right guard on second down, and shoots with the carry to the 41-yard line, makes it a third down and two. Minute 49 to go in the third. 51-7 for Pawama Westphalia here at the home of the Pirates in Westphalia. Austin Phillips wide out to the right. Two slots and shoots and Segovia. One man in the backfield, that is Koszulski. Now Segovia in motion up the middle goes Koszulski, gets to the 40 and no further. During the season, Koszulski would break those plays and get yardage to move the sticks. Not tonight. Aaron Rademacher makes the stop. Fourth down and one. Indians are going to go for it here. Down by 44 with a minute to go in the third. Oh, Indians will go back to their T formation. They haven't seen it since the first quarter, second quarter. Dunn keeps it, rolls left. Will get the first down, knocked down past the 30 to the 36-yard line, but that was what he just needed to get to the 38, and he did. So it's a first down for Saugatuck. Indians scored on their last possession on an 18-yard run by Blake Dunn. Trying to get another point on the board. Outside of that loss last week by Pauma, Westphalia, 47-33, they have not allowed more than eight points in the game. Indians have already gotten seven. Rolling right is done. Looks, throws over the head, and is it interception? No, it was a grounder. A pass was thrown for Weber, overthrown. Nate Jandanoa. No, pardon me, Nick Groves was the man there. But it was a grounder, incomplete. Third quarter in the books. All Pauma, Westphalia, Pirates 51, Saugatuck 7. Fourth quarter, final quarter of the season next on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Back here at Pauma, Westphalia, fourth quarter. Indians moving south to north or right to left in the fourth quarter. Dunn rolls right, tries to get around a defender. Nothing doing. Adam Chartrand, who has a fumble recovery, knocks down Dunn in the backfield as he rolls right. Loss of about 3 to 4 yards on the play, back to the 40. Second down, third down now and 14. They got the Pirate costume mascot here at Pauma, Westphalia, and he's passing out some of his loot. Little stuffed toys for the kids, and the kids are all swarming around the pucko there. Third down and 14 at the 40-yard line. Pauma, Westphalia, done, back to throw. Throws left into a crowd. And Koszulski's got it at the 25 over the middle, and he'll move the sticks to the inside the 25. It was a dart thrown by Blake Dunn that time. And it moves the ball 16 yards to the 24 and a first down. So it was third and 14. He gets 16 out of that one. It's playing a little sharper here in the second half. But again, first half, air boo-boos and just basically overwhelming play. Up the middle, Koszulski, 15-10-5. Joe Koszulski will score. Joe Koszulski, a 24-yard touchdown run, and the Indians get their second touchdown of the game, make it now 51-13. And that touchdown coming with 10:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Tanner Nutting, who's already hit his already converted one extra point, will try another one. And by doing so, snaps down, kick is up, kick is square and true. So now the PAT makes it now 51-14. Still the running clock, but it is at least something to hang the hat on as Koszulski scores the running touchdown. Blake Dunn has also rushed for a touchdown as well. Let's take a break, shall we? 10:41 to go in regulation. Our score is Pauma, Westphalia 51 and Saugatuck 14. You're listening to Saugatuck High State High School Tournament Football Action on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. The Indians tried gadget play on the kickoff, lining up nine men to the left of Tanner Nutting, and Nutting tried to pooch it to the right side to an open spot and pooched it out of bounds. So the Indians' first penalty of the night is a kickoff violation, so it'll be first and 10 for Pauma, Westphalia at their own 35-yard line. And now they're emptying the bench with players whose numbers we don't have. 10:15 to go, and the clock is running 51-14. Joe Koszulski, a 24-yard touchdown run, his 16th touchdown rushing of the season. Blake Dunn, an 18-yard TD run earlier, his 10th of the season. On first down, and a nice bounce off by the running back, Wolniakowski. They got some of the subs in, and Wolniakowski still is in there. Why not? He's gotten 5 rushing touchdowns and 1 on a fumble recovery. Why not continue a career night? And the Indians sort of knocked him out of the bounds a little bit too hard for the liking of some of the Pirates fans, but it's still a first down as Wolniakowski moves it from the 35 to the 48 of Saugatuck. 17 yards on the run by Ross. High formation behind the JV quarterback. Handoff goes to Jared Smith. He's got a touchdown today. Tries the left side of the line. Nothing there. Koshelski with the tackle there. No gain. Second down and 10 from the 48. 9 minutes left in this one. As we mentioned, the Indians will lose some players. We mentioned the seniors that are all graduating. I forgot to put in Nick Troutman, who came back this, after suffering a sprained knee, finished up the season. But they got a lot of players coming back that will be of factors. And the attack will be keyed by 2 halfbacks, really, next year in Segovia and Anschutz. Anschutz will be a junior, Segovia a senior. Run up the right side by the JV quarterback inside the 30. So the JV quarterback, whose name is not on the sheet, and so we're just not going to say the JV quarterback. 51-14, the Paloma was failure with the lead. And it'll be the ball on the 29-yard line. High formation for the Pirates. The toss goes to the running back, Jared Smith. Smith gets stood up about the 25, strung out, and finally knocked down about there. It's maybe 5 on the play, 4 on the play to the 25, second down and 4. Phillips with the tackle for Saugatuck. Ball 7-11 to go in this one. And the gun, spread offense now for Westphalia, for the Pirates.
Ryan Smith,
that is Ryan Smith, we've been told. Ryan Smith, the sophomore, is in the quarterback. And Smith gets it to the 21. Carson City, 21-6. We got a score late in the fourth quarter from the Carson City Ebert game. And so as a result, Paloma Westphalia, even though they are 6 minutes away from putting this one to bed, will have to make the draw to a few miles up to M57 and play at Carson City next week. Smith hands it off on the right side to A.J. Koosh, and Koosh gets it to about the 10. Koosh with the carry of 14 yards, first and goal at the 10. Coach Jeremy Miller emptying the bench. Talking to his young sophomore, Ryan Smith, at quarterback. Not very big, Mr. Smith. I would say he's about maybe 5'8", 5'9". Well, he's standing next to a guy who's listed at 5'10". He's about 3 inches shorter than him. Ryan Smith, the sophomore. Hands it to the running back, Isaac Harold, up the middle, goes toward the goal line, but he'll be stopped about a yard short. Isaac Harold, the 5'10", 180-pound junior, gets into the 1. 5 minutes to go. 1 yard line,
second down, and goal to goal.
second and goal from the one. Wideouts both sides. Again, the JVs are all there. Ryan Smith, the ninth grader. Harold, second try, gets it in. 1 yard run for a touchdown. That'll extend the lead to 57-14 with conversion coming, with 4:34 to go on this one. It's been all for Wabo Westphalia tonight, as they have run roughshod over the Saugatuck Indians. Evan Fedewa in for the conversion. Trey Bauer will hold. And Bauer didn't get the snap cleanly. And Fedewa has to cover it to make sure that Austin Phillips doesn't scoop it up and run the other way to get a couple of points for Saugatuck. So with 4:34 to go on this one, it's 57-14, all for Wabo Westphalia. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half section of MHSA.com. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other interesting features make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information daily. There's a link on the homepage of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Holly Rose back in our studio. My name is Gary Stevens. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band, WIVM, Saugatuck Holland, and 92.7TheBand.com. The State High School Football Tournament is going to be one and out for the Tribe. Turnovers and physical play. The score line does not lie. The 43-point difference has been earned tonight by Wabo Westphalia. Here's the kickoff. And shoots at his 18. 30 to about the 35-yard line, 17 yards on the return. First and 10 for the Tribe on their own 35-yard line with 4 minutes to go on a running clock. Player of the game is the senior, Ross Wolniakowski. 5 rushing touchdowns and a fumble recovery for a score. To lead the Wabo Westphalia attack, Saugatuck has fumbled the ball 4 times, muffed the kickoff, and all of those scores, all of those turnovers have been turned into major scores by the Pirates. And shoots up the middle. Gets maybe 3 to the 38, second down and 7, with 3.5 to go on this one. Tribe feel confident that they will have a good foundation for next year. And they hope the entire Sac North gets a little bit stronger as well. They're the only team that made it in the postseason from the North. Second down, Dunn throws over the middle. Wide open is Koszelski at the 30. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Joe Koszelski, a 62-yard touchdown reception from Blake Dunn, and the Indians get their third score of the game. For Blake Dunn, he is thrown for his 14th touchdown of the season. And Koszelski has his 4th TD reception. So the Indians put 3 touchdowns on the board against a Wabo Westphalia defense that has been very stout all season long. Extra point held up for just a minute. They respot the ball, does the referee. 3:06 to go. The margin is 37. Dunn pulls down the high snap. Nutting delivers the kick accurately. 57-21, and the Saugatuck Indians get their third touchdown of the game. Hope College Football comes your way tomorrow afternoon as the Flying Dutchman are in Angola, Indiana, to take on the Trine Thunder, a game that you can hear on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com beginning at 12:40 p.m. Ron Weatherby, Jerry Conference will bring you all of the action.
Good. Please, let's give a nice big round of applause to the Portland EMS and the Ontario Fire.
So now the Indians will try again, maybe a gadget play on the kickoff, and the Pirates will put in a ton of their players. In fact, they have five standing just past the 50 and another four lined up between the 45. Now the Indians are deploying their normal kickoff locations, kickoff formation. Nutting ready to approach the ball. Does so. Good kick. And it'll roll into the end zone for a touchback. And Nutting gingerly walks off the field. That left ankle is still very tender. He's giving it a go tonight. And he's done well. And has done well during his 4 years as the Saugatuck kicker, giving the Indians a very good weapon in extra special teams and interesting to see whether or not Blake Dunn, who was the backup kicker when Nutting missed two games, would be handling the extra chores next year, or will there be another place kicker emerging? We'll see. Freshman Ryan Smith at quarterback for Pawama Westphalia. First and 10 from their own 20 with 3:06 to go in this one. Smith hands it to the running back. Good solid run by A.J. Koish, the senior. Moves the ball a dozen yards to the 32 and a first down. And the clock keeps on running. It's been all Pawama Westphalia tonight, 57-21. Young Smith gets the play from Jeremy Miller. Now he'll break the huddle. We'll look at the back judge. He will do the time for the play clock. Arm is up, 10 seconds to go before the play must be snapped, and it's easily done. And Smith, the freshman, hitting the backfield, and down he goes. A.J. Starring playing in his last game. Back in the lineup after missing four contests because of a tender shoulder. Loss of three to the 33, second down and 13. Minute 56 to go in this one. The Pawama Westphalia Pirates led at the half 32-0 and extended their lead after that. I formation behind you, Smith, the quarterback. Right. Guard went a little soon. Good run off of the tackle by Koish. I don't see any flags as Koish gets it into Saugatuck territory. Knocked down by Alex Koenig at the 35-yard line. 35-yard run. I thought that the right guard, Ben Fox, was a little bit quick off of the ball, but no call there. And the play is left to stand, and with a minute five to go, I think the officials are more like him, like everyone else, wants to get this one into the books as the mist is falling here at Pawama Westphalia High School. Smith will take a knee. The victory formation begins. So five touchdown runs by Ross Wolniakowski. He also returned a fumble 90 yards on the fifth play from scrimmage to set the tone of the game. And the Pawama Westphalia Pirates will up their mark to 9-1 on the season and end Saugatuck's campaign at 8-2 with a 57-21 victory here at Pawama Westphalia High School in a first-round state high school football tournament Division 7 game. will have final words when we conclude from Pahuaba, Westphalia, in a moment on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Back at Pahuaba, Westphalia High School, Bill Dunn and Jeremy Miller exchanging pleasantries after the game as Miller's Pirates defeats Dunn's Indians by a final score of 57-21, cashing in on four Saugatuck fumbles and a muffed kickoff return for five touchdowns, and that 57-21 margin, basically 35 points. The Indians lose by 36, and turnovers the difference in this one is the Indians could not cash in on the only muff that Pahuaba Westphalia had on the opening kickoff, fifth play after that, with the ball in the Pahuaba 5, quarterback Blake Dunn. Miscommunication with Alex Segovia, lost the ball, swooped up by Ross Rolniakowski, and Rolniakowski ran 90 yards for a touchdown, setting up a career night for him. He had five rushing touchdowns as well. In the game, he had four of those rushing touchdowns in the first half as Pahuaba Westphalia streaked to a 32-0 lead and eventually went on to win 57-21. Other touchdowns for Pahuaba Westphalia besides Wolniakowski's heroics. Ben Fox, a 65-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. And also touchdown runs by Jared Smith and by Isaac Harrell. Saugatuck did get three touchdowns in the second half. Blake Dunn ran for 18 yards and a score. Threw a touchdown pass to Joe Koshelski up to 62 yards and a score. Koshelski ran for 24 yards and a touchdown. But it was all Pahuaba Westphalia tonight by a final score of 57-21. And so with the win, the Pirates go to 9-1 on the season, and it's also their home finale. They'll have to travel up to Carson City Crystal to take on Carson City Crystal in a Division 7 second-round game next weekend, while Saugatuck's football season is over again at 8-2 on the campaign. In our final broadcast, we want to thank a lot of people, as always, head coach Bill Dunn, his entire team and staff for their help throughout the 2013 season. Our thanks as well to head coach Jeremy Miller, athletic director Barry Hobler, and all the people here at Pahuaba Westphalia for their help and hospitality. Thanks to Holly Rose handling the board back at our studios tonight. Glad to have Holly a part of our team and did a very fine job tonight. Thanks to many of our fine sponsors, not only our sponsors throughout the season, but also those who came on board for what proved to be a very short-lived playoff run. We appreciate them. And finally, most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Unfortunately, if you're a Saugatuck fan, not much to shout about, but the Indians did put three touchdowns on the board and made the score a little bit more respectable in the end. We have college football coming your way tomorrow afternoon at 12:40 as the Flying Dutchmen are in Angola, Indiana, to take on the Trine Thunder. Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klopperins will bring you all of the action here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We'll be back with Saugatuck High Athletics coming your way on Tuesday, December the 10th, when Kevin Tringali's girls basketball Indians will be hosting the Martin Clippers at a 6:40 p.m. contest, and we'll have the first game of our broadcast season for the Tom Kaysen's Indians boys on December the 20th, a Friday night, part of a doubleheader against the Fenville Blackhawks. That'll begin at 5:10 p.m. Thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed our broadcast. We have more of Holland's Classic Hits straight ahead, and Jeff Davis will be getting you into the night. We'll continue our coverage with a chat with Bill Dunn following the game, and our After the Game podcast will be available on our podcast tab. Go to High School Sports for After the Game interview with Bill Dunn, and we'll chat with him and have that for you overnight. For Holly Rose, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from Pahuaba Westphalia High School, where the Pirates have defeated the Saugatuck Indians by a final score of 57-21. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Michigan High School football playoff action on 92.7 The Van. Tonight's broadcast has been made possible by DeMond Super Value, the Butler Restaurant, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, and Saugatuck Tea Party Cafe. Also bringing you tonight's game were the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools. Spectators, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Saugatuck Drugstore, and Sales Heating and Cooling. Thanks for listening to tonight's broadcast on 927thevan.com and 927thevan. This is WYVN Saugatuck Holland.